What is an expectant mother and an expectant father allowed to do if they plan to go to the hospital on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Lamed Seif Aleph states that a yoledes hikacholashi yishbol sakana, an expectant mother is, and a mother who just gave birth, is considered a cholashi yishbol sakana. She's considered someone who is sick with a potentially life-threatening illness. For our purposes, we're talking about an expectant mother, but she is called a yoledes. And Shulchan Aruch writes, "Umachalim aleh haShabbos l'chol ma'ashit tzricha," and we can violate the Shabbos for whatever she needs. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, "V'lachein min haroi la la'isha shegiya l'chodesh tes lahazim l'chol erev Shabbos kol hadvarim shenitzrachim la," that once the woman reaches the 9th month of pregnancy, she should plan everything in advance in Erev Shabbos that's necessary. The Shema Yizdaman Lele Dasa B'Shabbos. That maybe she need. That maybe they'll need to go to the hospital on Shabbos. She'll have to give birth on Shabbos. Lo Tizarech L'Chal Shabbos. She won't have to violate Shabbos. Question is, how far do you go with this? There were some Achronim who held that if she's close to. It's better if she's in her 9th month that on Shabbos she should stay not in her house but very close to the hospital so she won't be b'chalal Shabbos. Lamaisa, most poskim are lenient when it comes to this, but for example, if she should prepare a bag with muksa items and that she may have to take to the hospital, that should be prepared before Shabbos. If somehow there's a way to pay for a car service before Shabbos, it's probably better to do that as well. Now, the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch continues and says. That when we violate Shabbos for a yoledes, for an expectant mother, whatever we can change, we should change. So if we can, let's say, do a malacha in an unusual manner, it's better. So for example, if she needs to call a cab or to call an Uber, she should press the buttons or pick up the phone in an unusual manner. Now, may a husband, may the father of the expectant father go with his wife to the hospital? So the Moshe Feinstein writes in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, he addresses this question, and he says that basically a woman will have Yisuvei Daita, will have peace of mind. If her husband comes, even though at the end of the day, if she goes to the hospital herself, there are nurses, there's the doctor, there are the residents. So, but for the most part, we know that the husbands go with her, but the husband goes with her. And the reason is because if she has Yisuvei Daita, if she has, if it'll calm her down, then it's permitted. And he compares it to what the Shulchan Aruch says that for a Yoledes, it's the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Umadlikim la afilo hisuma." You can light a candle for her, even if she's blind. And how will that help her? Because again, it calms her down. It maybe if she says, "I need people to need more light, or other people taking care of me needs that we need to have more light for other people taking care of me." If that will calm her down, so that it's permitted to do this. And Ramosha Feinstein essentially says. So since we find that expectant mothers could potentially become more endangered because of fear, how can you make distinctions? Maybe this husband should go with her and this husband shouldn't go with her. If she's very scared, a little scared, we don't make distinctions. And therefore, she says she's afraid to go by herself. If we tell her that there's nothing to be feared, to just go by herself in a cab, there is concern of pikuach nefesh. So the husband or the mother can go with her. But bottom line is that we allow the husbands to go with the wives. To the hospital because again it will calm her down very often and it's a case of suffik pikuach nefesh which we're very lenient for. What can she bring and what can the husband bring to the hospital? So it's a big question about what's called marbibi shiurim. So certain things she can definitely bring, documents that are necessary, because very often she's going to have to travel to the hospital in a cab. So first of all, ideally, the cab driver should open the door for her and for her husband, because opening the door, you are turning on a light when you open the car door. So she's asked the non-Jew to do it. And usually, what will happen, depending on where the hospital is, she's probably traveling outside the Eruv. So when she's carrying the bag from the car to the hospital, so that's you're carrying. So ideally, it's probably better for a non-Jew to carry, but it's not always possible. So what paper what can she carry to the hospital? So her driver's license or registration, other papers are required for driving, if they have to drive, there are no cabs, or any identification that we need at the hospital should be placed. So again, if there are no cabs, no Ubers, and she's going to have to drive herself, or her husband's going to have to drive her, so then all those papers should be placed in the car before Shabbos. But when she's going, let's say she's taking a cab, so identification can be taken. Rabbi Willig thinks that a cell phone for both the husband and the wife, because you never know, he might need to call if, let's say, her cell phone's unavailable. So he thought that a cell phone, each party could take a cell phone. He should not take a change of clothing for him. The question is, if you're already taking certain things that are permitted to be taken, can you take more things? And that's a shaila, is ribui bishiurim. Because once you're already taking some things that are permissible back, can you take other things that are normally forbidden? That's a shaila of ribui bishiurim. Is it an issur d'oraisa? Is it an issur d'rabbanan? Minchas Yitzchak speaks about this in Chelek Ches, Siman Lamed. Rabbi Willig told me that if you don't need it, you shouldn't take it. So he thought that each party could take a cell phone. If it's Shabbos, you could take one sitter for the both of them. He doesn't need a change of clothing. If she needs a change of clothes, like, you know, there's anything that he would need it for, that for Motzei Shabbos, for Saturday night, so Motzei Shabbos, he'll go home and get it. But anything for Shabbos itself, you can take. But does he really need a change of clothing for Shabbos? Probably not. So she could take a change of clothing if it's necessary. Let's say she's wearing, she needs to get a tichel. Let's say she's going to, and she needs some kind of head covering that she's wearing. So maybe you can carry that. But that's basically the procedure for Shabbos. Again, call in an unusual manner. Better to take a cab as opposed to driving yourself, unless there are no cabs or you absolutely need to get to the hospital and you're not going to make it if you wait for a cab or an Uber. And take whatever is absolutely necessary in the hospital. And again, probably a siddur is probably okay for her, a cell phone for each of them, no change of clothing for him, and maybe a change of clothing for her, but there really is not. And obviously, you can take food, but in most of these hospitals in the New York area, there's generally food that you can get, kosher food in the area, so that's probably not necessary.